This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi everyone, this is Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Murray, and today I'm hosting an amazing singer and songwriter from Cambridge, England. Her name is Rachel Hill. Hi Rachel, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. I'm trying to maintain some sort of calm in these turbulent times, but I'm very excited to be on the show today. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, the pleasure is mine, and I'm very happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Thank you. Blaster was the first magazine to interview me after the EP release, so I'm really excited to be on the talk show today.
Well, Rachel, we're honored to be the first, and I can't wait to talk to you. So, it's been a month since your last interview with Blaster magazine team, so can you tell me what's new and what are you working on right now?
So I have written some new songs since we last spoke. I'm not that technologically gifted, so I haven't been able to record anything yet, but that's something I'm really hoping to work on in the near future. I've decided that I think what we need right now is some positivity around, so I'm really trying to write some upbeat songs and perhaps even a comedy song. That's something that I'm working on at the moment. But yeah, it's hard, especially to maintain that positivity in your songwriting when that can be a bit of a release for you as well. So
yeah,
it's a difficult balance, but writing lots of things, lots of beginnings, not so many endings, but we'll get there.
Yeah, this year was kind of hard for everyone, but I'm sure we'll get through eventually. Okay, Rachel, so at the beginning of this year, you released a new album called Through Rain or Snow, and we think it sounds great. But can you tell me which song is your favorite and why?
My favorite song on the EP is probably I Will Never Leave Your Side. That's just because of how it turned out in the end. I'm really happy with the production, and also it allows me to really explore my range. So I start off in quite a low part of my voice, which has a very different tone to the higher end, and as the song progresses and the story progresses, we get to hear the higher tones come in, and finally in the middle eight there's that the big climax where we hear the highest note in the EP as well. So it can be a bit of a nerve-wracking one to perform live, but it's really nice to get that on CD and to explore those different tone qualities, really.
Yeah, and talking about performing live, did you have any chance to perform any of your songs live regarding this current situation and everything? Did you get the chance to perform?
I haven't managed to do any official gigs during the pandemic, which has been a real shame, but I have managed to go busking, socially distanced busking.
Right.
And so I have been able to sing a few of the new songs live, which has been really exciting. I've also been working as a care assistant, so I get to give premieres to each of my clients if they like. So I occasionally take my guitar along and sing a few songs to them, or I'll play whatever I'm working on just through my phone at the time. So yeah, it's really nice getting to see how that makes people smile.
Yes, and what are your plans for the upcoming months? What's next? What can we expect from you?
I'm not really sure what the next few months hold, but one thing that I'm really set on is that I need to work out how to use software that lets me record my own things, because I have so much in the song bank ready to produce myself and finally record so that it's out there. But I need to up my game with the technological side, so that's what's ahead for me.
All right, and are you maybe planning any duets in the future?
Whilst I haven't done any duets yet, I'm really, really blessed to have so many friends and family actually that sing and that really enjoy music making, so I'm hoping that at some point I can get one or two of them on board. And I'd love to start writing songs that are duets as well, actually. That would be a really exciting project, so who knows?
All right, we're also hoping and looking forward to it. And I'm sure your fans would enjoy it too. And talking about your fans, if you could have them remember one thing about you, what would that be?
I would absolutely love to be known as the person that made people smile during lockdown. I think music has such power to make people happy and to change people's moods. So yeah, if there's one person each day that manages to see one of my videos and and has a little smile or sheds a happy tear, then I've done my job.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Okay, Rachel, now I have a few really random questions for you. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
All right, but before that, we are taking a very short commercial break. So everyone stay with us.
This season is brought to you by Malaid Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malaid Studio.
Okay, everyone, we're back. This is Blaster Talk Show. I have amazing singer and songwriter Rachel Hill here with me, and she's ready for my first random question. Rachel, what's your favorite food?
That's definitely got to be dried mango. Or mango in any form, to be honest, but any birthday or Christmas that has dried mango in it is a good day, let's say that.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. And are you a cat person or a dog person? And do you have any pets of your own?
I wouldn't say I'm really a cat or a dog person. I know, a bit controversial. But I did once have pet chickens.
Okay.
My parents decided to no longer get chickens after I tried to save one of my chickens by using my inhaler on it.
Oh no.
It didn't go down very well and the chicken didn't live, unfortunately.
Oh no. Poor chickens. I'm not supposed to laugh, but you know, you had good intentions. You just wanted to save them, so next question. Okay, so if you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
So my chosen superpower would definitely be flying. During my finals this year when I was revising, I got really jealous of pigeons outside. So I decided to write a song called I Wish I Was a Pigeon. And yeah, check it out if you haven't already listened. I'm sure it's on my Instagram or Facebook somewhere. But yeah, the climax of that song basically says how jealous I am about pigeons just being able to wreak havoc from above. So that's my life goal. I'm not sure I'm getting there.
Okay, and a message to all the chickens and the pigeons, you know, Rachel loves you. It's okay. Okay, so last but not the least, is there something that you would like to say to your fans?
I would absolutely love to say a massive thank you to anyone who's ever reached out to tell me how much they like my music. It's what's definitely kept me going. And thank you to everyone that came to the EP launch as well and that really supported that. That meant a lot to me and I won't forget that night ever. And finally, to my boyfriend as well, a special shout out because he is definitely my muse. And yeah, I wouldn't be songwriting without him, I don't think. So thank you so much. Love you loads. And thanks to everyone.
Rachel, you're such a funny, positive, amazing person, and thank you so much for your time. It was amazing talking to you. It was great having you here on Blaster Talk Show, and we would be very happy to talk to you again anytime.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I really hope that I can record some more music again and that we can talk about it in the future. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.
We definitely hope so too, Rachel. Take care and stay safe. All right, you guys, this was Blaster Talk Show. Thank you so much for listening. My guest today was amazing Rachel Hill. My name is Hannah Marie, and everyone stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.